The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Taking a look at your footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mart, Tenjils.
That's right, which means it's time to talk footy with this guy, Scott Cummings. Good morning, how are you?
Jules, great. Chris, how are you?
We are both doing splendidly. We're a bit chilly, but we're not going to let that get us down because it's Friday, the weekend, kicking off tonight.
Yeah, just get in front of the fire, a couple of nice bottles of red and watch the Catters take on Adelaide in what will be an absolute belt of a game, I reckon, down at just another home game at the Skilled Stadium. Just been just handed everything. The Cats, haven't they? Grandstands, home games all in a row. It's not bad if you're a Cats fan.
Yep.
But I reckon the Crows can come over and upset them, though. I really rate Adelaide that much. And Geelong have had a couple of really tough games against, the Doggies was a close win, and Port Adelaide was another. That was one of the most brutal games last weekend. Geez, it was good.
Yeah.
I reckon Adelaide had a really nice light run in against Fremantle, like witches' hats, and I reckon they'll come over and be okay and get them.
You reckon they'll upset the Cats?
That's fair
call. I reckon they do. Yeah, tight one, real tight one. Well, they could play well, Adelaide. But,
the South Australian in me is pleased about that.
Yeah,
you've picked the wrong time to jump ship, haven't you, from Adelaide to the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, the Port Adelaide in me from many years ago doesn't enjoy it, but they're pretty good, the Crows.
So, do you?
I reckon they can get it done.
What do you reckon the chances are? It could be a long shot, but what do you reckon the chances are of a showdown Premiership Grand Final between Adelaide Crows and Port?
They settle down. Come on. Someone, I don't come on and try and ruin your weekend, so don't try and ruin mine.
Wait. Let's talk about the Western Western Bulldogs, the Hawks yesterday. How bad was that game?
Putrid. Yep, they really sucked, the Hawks. They were terrible. And that first half, they'd broken all sorts of records, didn't they? And records that stick and don't go away for some time. But to their credit, and this is the only thing that I think Clark will be able to take out of the game, is that they won the second half, which after you dish up that in the first half, you've got to come out and get something out of the game. And they won the third quarter, won the last quarter, so that's something. But you'd also say that Port Adelaide took their foot off their throat because they had the game more than comfortably won. So, geez, they were bad. And I don't reckon this is the last hiding we see of Hawthorn. There's a few more coming, I believe.
Yeah, right.
It's a bit of a dismal display. After they've had so many great games. Didn't they win three premierships in a row?
Yes. Yes, they did.
It's the same team, just getting aging a bit.
That's the thing. Didn't turn over the list enough. And those guys that have won those flags, and they've been absolute superstars of the competition. Don't get me wrong here.
Yep.
We're not just potting them because they're playing poorly now. These guys have been absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
They've just probably come down the other side of the hill as far as their peak potential's concerned. So expect some big moves at the end of the year from the Hawks.
The other weird thing, I reckon, last night at the game, why were the security guards on when the bounce was, the bounce of the ball was happening?
The match had started. What was going on?
Yeah, look, listen, I'm not sure how many security guards you've met, right? They're not super bright. They stand there and they guard a seagull or some space, and they'll stand there for an hour after the game just to stand there guarding no one as well. So I'm not sure there's a lot of IQ tests that go past.
Oh, look out.
I'm not sure I'm going to be allowed into any venue for the next
week. don't make an enemy of security guards.
Don't make a sweeping declaration against all security guards.
They decide who lets you at the pub.
So. One basket there. Yeah, no worries. No, they do some strange stuff at the footy, don't they?
Why are they on the field anyway, to begin with?
Oh, to keep people off, isn't it?
Yeah, because unfortunately, there are a few absolute flogs that decide they want to be a part of the action and run on the MCG for the first time in their life. So,
yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, there has been precedences that they are required.
Okay, so then the other thing, when I was watching the footage, they're literally just having the game started, having a mosey off the... just taking a Sunday walk off the field. Yeah. I'm like, the match has started, get the hell off!
They're just playing it cool, weren't they?
Yeah, they'll start this game when we're goddamn good and ready, right? So off they go. I reckon the previous ones are starting the ground longer than them were the guys from NXS.
Oh, yeah.
They rolled them out to play Never Tear Us, or not to play, to listen to Never Tear Us Apart. They wouldn't get off the ground.
Yeah.
They wanted to hang around.
Yeah, my boys, off you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, as always, Scott, it's been an absolute pleasure. You have a ripper weekend.
Oh, I shall. You guys do. All the best.
For your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, visit mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.